It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, back. Last segment of the show. Man, that was nice of Dave to give us all that time.
Yeah, really.
You know, and listen, people are going to disagree with Dave. People are going to go, he's too liberal. And you can fucking say what you want, but he's been in the shit. It's his job to protect us. So he knows what's going on.
I think in light of the way things have been going lately with the school shootings, I mean, I don't think it's a liberal thing. I think it's a common sense.
I wish you were right, because I'm seeing the same tired arguments. And I don't want to redo the whole gun thing, but I still hear, like, the liberals want to take our guns. It's like, nobody's fucking talking about taking all your guns. Stop that shit.
Yeah, because that's because everybody
is yelling gun control, gun control, gun. You know, we got to do gun control, but they're not. It's not addressing the psychological angle of it.
It's not one or the other.
They're very interconnected.
But it seems, and the thing about it is, and they had the thing where the kids had the march at that school.
Yep.
And
the kids are fucking amazing.
They're grieving. So when you're grieving, you go, we got to do something about gun control. All right. Now the media hears that. It's a great soundbite, so they run with it. Gun control is you know, where you could think they're taking the guns. But however, we got to get to the root of keeping guns out of pants that are mentally unbalanced.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. Here's why the kids are fucking upset. Because for years, and this has been going on for years, the left has been told, now's not the time. Everybody's always upset. Got to wait for people to come down. And then it comes down, and everybody forgets about it. And then it happens again.
And the same
cycle keeps on happening. These kids are going, no, fuck you, motherfucker. This is our future. We don't feel safe. We saw our friends and our teachers get gunned down. You're going to do something. And what these politicians better remember is, in a year, 2 years, 3 years, these kids are fucking voting. And where are these kids happen to be? In Florida. And if there's a lot of kids that feel like that, Florida's no longer a purple state. Florida becomes a blue state, and then the Republicans don't have anything to fucking do. And I bet a lot of kids. I'm proud of these kids. They're doing what the kids in the '60s did.
Yeah,
you know, they're making a stand, man. This is going to be their world. Let them fucking lead the way. Because you know what, our generation, the generations older than us, we fucking let them down.
We did.
The fact that these kids don't feel safe at school. You felt safe at school, didn't you? Maybe getting a fight with somebody.
Oh, yeah. No. You
felt safe at school.
Yeah, absolutely.
These kids don't. They're doing active shooter drills. We fucked up.
Yeah.
We let this down, and they're looking at us, and I put this on Facebook. They're like, why don't you protect us? Why won't you do this? And we're saying thoughts and prayers. And they're like, fuck you with your thoughts and prayers. It's been going on for years. So good for these kids. And maybe they'll drag these fucking politicians across the line. Listen, Trump gave lip service to the bump stock after fucking Vegas. But nothing happened.
Right.
Then after this, Trump's seen what's going on. Supposedly he talked to people in Mar-a-Lago. What do I do? This is not a big step, but it's a big fucking deal that he's willing to do this. Because you know what? And I just saw somebody posted on Facebook. Well, if he does that, it's more than Obama did. No, Obama was working with a Republican Congress that wouldn't fucking do shit.
Right.
So, but now Trump is a Republican with a Republican Congress, and like Trump, led them through by the fucking nose on some shit they wouldn't normally do, and that quite frankly I hated. Right now, if he can lead him to something positive, good for President Trump. I'll support him.
Yeah,
this is
a good thing.
Right. That's why people.
It's a step.
People, you hate Trump. I go, no, I hate what he's doing. When he does shit I like, I'll fucking support him. So good for President Trump. All right.
Isolate that.
No. but that's when people go, oh, no, you're a gender-driven party driver. I'm not.
But like I said, sometimes you accuse me of that. But when we got in that discussion about the background checks and you two were like, well, that's more intrusion.
That was kind of weird.
David, I know it. No, it's not.
No, but I mean for the dynamics of this
but
show.
But still, I'm also in that thing where, yeah, I am a conservative, a Republican, but there are things I don't march in lockstep with.
Well, a lot of the people on the right do not agree with. Let's do some fun shit.
Right on, yeah. Right. Let's fun.
Let's do some BitConnect shit. We'll go through that. There's updates on that. And then let's get back to Jane. Shall we? We haven't talked.
Yeah, right.
Let's do some Jane.
Jane.
Right. So here's some scam busters. We're not going to do Ann Jackson tonight. Just going to update on the BitConnect stuff. Play that for you. Here we go. All right. So a judge in Florida denied a temporary restraining order for the BitConnect case there. Remember last week I reported that in Kentucky they issued a temporary restraining order so the defendants could not move their funds?
Right.
Florida, they said, no, we're not going to do that. Even though it seems like one of the big muckety-mucks from BitConnect has already fled the country. A guy who deleted all of his YouTube posts promoting BitConnect a week before it went tits up.
Oh, man.
So did Florida give their reasoning why?
Yes. I'm glad you asked that, Jeff.
Yeah, well, it's interesting.
Glad we could hold your attention.
You're doing a good job tonight.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I try my best. The Florida judge, Judge Middlebrook, stated that the plaintiffs had failed to show that immediate and irreparable injury, loss, or damage will occur before defendants are given an opportunity to respond. Meaning, so this time between when the case was filed and the defendants respond, the defendants theoretically could fucking leave the country, you know, move their funds, and the judge is saying, no, it's going to be fine.
Really? Yeah. I'm actually surprised.
Right. So let's talk about Craig Grant. Wow. Remember I said he stopped posting?
Yeah.
He's back. So Craig posted some videos which he watched. I watched and then he deleted. He's doing that shit. Ain't lasting long anymore. And I just didn't record it and play him because, you know, after a while I get tired of hearing him. And I didn't want to play a long thing.
You were like, fuck it.
I didn't really feel like playing all his Michigasson nonsense.
Right.
But
right.
I'll report back to the gist of what. Does that sound good?
That's fine.
Yeah.
So he seemed depressed and was questioning BitConnect. He said he was losing faith in them because there was no new news coming from them, and all the news he was hearing was negative. Obviously, more lawsuits being filed, some of which had him involved.
Right.
He said he was going to hold on to his remaining coins and hope they launched the BitConnect X, which was their next thing that they were going to do.
BitConnect X?
BitConnect X was going to be their next coin that the BitConnect folks were going to issue.
Okay.
That's what they said. Supposed to happen. Nobody knows if it's going to happen. I'm guessing no, unless they think they can like rip off enough people.
Yeah.
He said he had no idea that they needed to register with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
He had no idea.
He had no idea.
He's so bright.
He had, and people are listening to him. That's why. Remember, Texas and North Carolina were the ones who issued the cease and desist. He said he never suspected anything was off except for the one time when he went to a BitConnect convention and they said, don't bring up the lending platform. Remember, that's how you, like if you get people to lend, you get money back.
Yeah. Oops. Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Whenever they tell you to dummy up about one of the aspects of your new thing, yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah. He said he's no longer in the Miami hotel where he was living for a while. He said he moved there from his house in Palm Bay to feel safer as he was showing off the money in his online wallet. And he would fucking show it, so he didn't feel safe. That's what he's saying.
Mm.
He says most of the hate he's receiving is from people who were never involved with him as a promoter. I would say if that's true, then the ones he did get to join are still buying his bullshit.
Yeah, probably.
He mentioned possibly getting a lawyer, which before he was against.
Huh?
He was not cocky like he usually is during the videos.
Oh, he's really been knocked for a loop.
He said he doesn't want to admit that he's been scammed yet. He doesn't want to admit
that the shoe is on the other foot.
Here's the thing, man. I think he's playing victim. There's just too much of a track record with this guy.
Oh yeah.
I'm not buying.
You think he's playing the victim?
Well, no. I mean, if you look at the video, wow, this really hit him as hard. But I know what a scumbag he is.
Yeah.
So I think, you know.
No, he is.
I'm sorry, he's an alleged douche.
Yeah.
No, he's a douche. Trust me. Our fucking work has been cited enough on YouTube and Steam. Holy, if I should have monetized that shit.
Yeah,
I mean, people are like, it's always positive when they look at all the research, like, oh my God, that was like so in-depth.
Yeah.
So the question is it an act or is he really shaken? I'm going to guess it's an act. Although you could say he's not that good of an actor.
I lean towards he's not.
So anyway, he didn't, and that's possible. It is possible that it's real because BitConnect looks at him as expendable. We're not in the fucking United States. Mm-hmm. He's still there. We're overseas. Come after him. He's expendable. He was just a promoter. We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Do you think he's as shifty as he is? Do you think he'd let them put him in that position?
I think he's working with a different level of con.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, I don't think he would. He's a snake in the grass so much. I don't think he would let them put him in that position.
See, the thing is that as much as he thinks that he's very clever and he is slippery, but the thing is, if you put it in the drug world, he's like a low level drug dealer, and he's dealing with kingpins that are outside the country and are just like. Think he's, well, you know what? Take him in. He doesn't have anything to say about us.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
Mm.
You know, he did not mention Davor coin, which he promoted and also went belly up.
Davincoin?
I was just saying that.
Were you really just saying that?
We're thinking about it. We were.
You know, you hear something. Never mind.
Joe and I.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be snarky, Snookums. I apologize.
Joe and I refuse to get any Davincoins.
So that's the update.
You should have seen the hate look I got.
Well, it was like,
the bafflement.
It was the Ronald Reagan debate going, there you go again.
There you go again.
All right. So let's do some scamming scammers with Jane. Here's the fun shit. All right. I thought that was a good update, though, with the Craig stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I'm so sad that he's feeling a little down.
Well, it's interesting that he might be, he might be the victim and that he is, they're trying to Shanghai him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shoes on the other foot now.
All right. Let's get to Jane.
I don't feel sorry.
Where we last left Jane was whiling away in a Nigerian prison.
Oh, that's right.
Because she couldn't pay her bills
for
zoology school. And the warden was supposed to work it out with me, but I could never get the warden on the phone.
Zoology. What if a giraffe gets a sore throat? Who's going to help?
And she needs some money to get out. And we're not talking that frequently at this point. So that's where we are. January 26th. I get an email.
Violet.
Baby. This is from her. Not from Jane. Baby.
No, it's from Dave.
Baby, I just got released, but given some weeks to get the money. Talk to me, baby. I'm glad you're released. What convinced the warder? Remember, that's what she was calling the warder? What convinced the warder to do that? Jane goes, I think they pitied me. I was all saying your name, dear. Remember, she's from California, but as usual.
She's all saying your name. You know, like dropping Davin's name in jail.
Yeah, Davin.
Except for, like,
Davin.
Soaping a good time. Well, you know what's going to happen.
Actually, she was saying Daver coin.
Daver. Daver. Daver.
She goes, how have you been without me? So January 29th, I respond.
Leave her hanging.
I go, I started to move on, to be honest, dear. We did not have a lot of time together before you went to jail. Once you went to jail, the time was even less. I kind of figured we were over.
Wait. Once you went to jail, the time was even less. Fake David is such a dick. She's in jail, and he's like, you never spend any time with me.
Oh, yeah, I know, especially that 20-minute romance that they had. You know, it's a lot, been through so much in 20 minutes.
Listen, things are happening. I don't have time to wait for this bitch. Once you went to jail, the time was even less. I kind of figured we were over. I thought you were having a lot of caged heat with the warder, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Caged heat.
Caged heat.
Damn.
What are you shaking your head for, Joe?
He's disgusted.
Are you?
Good boy.
No, I just caged heat. How? You're such an asshole.
That's rather hurtful.
Truth, but hurtful.
Still.
Yeah.
I go, how are you doing? February 3rd, she responds, I swear to God, I can never cheat on you. Trust me, baby. I will be for you forever. I am not being fine. You know what's been going on here. February 5th, I respond. I go, I have not been fine either. We've had a rough go of it. To quote Meatloaf, life is a lemon and I want my money back.
Oh, that's funny. You're back to that shit again. That's hysterical.
Oh, who I am, Jones. She goes, LOL, hope you're good now, darling. I really miss you. I go, I did not realize that. Maybe we'll have to make more time for each other and see if there's anything left in our relationship. Hey, if I can get her fucking reengaged.
Yeah.
then she's not bothering innocent people because, our relationship's been a little lacking.
Absolutely.
She goes, oh, so darling, how have you been without me? I have been sad all days and night. February 6th, I respond. I go, because of the historic episode of This Is Us, this is right around the Super Bowl. They had this like historic episode of the show This Is Us, which I've never seen before.
Right.
So I go, because of that historic episode of This Is Us?
This is really upsetting you.
I was thinking you writing this. I mean, all the arguments and fights we had, this might have done it, yeah. I'm disassociating myself with you for watching that shit.
No, I've never seen it.
Good boy. Here
I go, I've occupied myself with drugs and hookers. An expensive distraction.
That's my boy.
How have you been?
I've occupied myself with drugs and hookers.
You say it really classy. I've occupied myself with drugs and hookers.
I'm not an animal, Joseph.
I know.
Wait,
a little sophistication with that.
Excuse me, sir. But didn't you mean to say drugs and prostitutes?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, classy joint.
Jane goes,
go.
Drugs? Oh. What do you mean by hookers? Have you been cheating on me?
I've also been doing coke, too. And drugs, too.
I've been cheating on me. Yeah, because we've known each other all 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, we've actually been together for several months now. We just don't talk every month.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I go, I did not think it was cheating, as I figured we were finished and you had other inmates.
Wow.
She goes, I didn't have any other inmate. You were the only one I love and have. I go, I guess we had a misunderstanding.
I guess Orange isn't the new black.
I go, you have a problem with my hookers and drugs?
You're a terrible boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. February 7th, she writes, baby, I still love you so much. I go, you were fine with the hookers and drugs?
You really want to narrow down on an answer for that.
Yes. Now she's back on Facebook. Now she's created a new Facebook profile, which I can't pull up for some reason. It's really weird.
Huh.
Hello, dear. It's going by Jane Linda, by the way.
Hmm.
Or Linda Jane. I don't know what the fuck it is. Hello, dear. This is Jane Ferrycolf. Please, let's talk here. She's back on Facebook. Remember, she got booted off Facebook. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing, my king? Hope you know who's chatting with you. I go, I'm okay. How are you? I go, I do. I think. I thought you were done with Facebook. Remember, she got booted off of Facebook.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm missing you, dear. She goes, this is my neighbor account, my king. Back to the my king bullshit. Here we
okay.
go. I go, but you were removed from Facebook. She goes, I have to speak with you, dear. I go, let me guess, you want money.
Well, your highness, does she?
I like the first part of that.
That's funny.
Is she a mattress salesman by any chance?
She might be. Yeah, because this one has been annoying,
yeah.
And I have not been impressed by the game. Mm. So
no.
I don't need to entertain this.
She doesn't have much game. It's
exactly.
Like, oh, let me guess. You want money?
Yeah, right, straightforward.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, baby, I'm not after your money.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
we're trying a new tactic
boy.
With this one.
I don't want to lose you. Or loose, as they fucking say. I want you to stop from those hookers and drug.
Drug.
I go, okay, why? She goes, I love you with all my heart. It's not good for you, dear. I never cheated on you. I go, it makes me feel good. I go, is it cheating if I paid for it? Isn't that just a business transaction?
Oh, God.
What?
if my husband said to me, is it cheating if I paid for it? There would be blood all over that expensive mattress.
I just the way, like, well, isn't it just a business transaction?
I know. That's...
It's like buying a sandwich.
Or a mattress. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very good question.
Mm.
She goes, you don't understand what I'm facing here. I go, what are you facing? She goes, baby, I'm fully back for you. I'll never be. I guess all the other accounts are done.
Yeah, really?
Baby, I'm fully back for you. I'll never be happy to hear all this from toilet, dear.
What?
You heard her.
Is she using the toilet phone again?
The toilet phone.
The toilet's flipping his lid. I want to come to you. You shitting me. I'm your friend.
You shitting me.
Nom, 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 nom. You're shitting on Davin, but you shitting me. I can't be your friend. I'm flush with excitement.
Oh, you're funny.
I'm flush with excitement.
I'll never be happy to hear all this from Toilet Deer. Maybe that's my new nickname. Maybe I'm Toilet Deer.
Toilet Deer.
I'm Toilet Deer.
Toilet Deer.
She goes, I was locked in prison for months. That's very bad, my king. I told you I owe the school some money then. Baby, I'm crying right now hearing all this from you. I go, hearing what from me? She goes, hearing you going to hookers and do drug. Baby, drugs is not good for the body.
Oh my God, Joseph just took a dying break.
Dying break. We should be so lucky. Anyway, I go, why does that bother you? Makes me feel warm. She goes, because we're in a relationship. I go, drugs are bad because we're in a relationship? She goes, baby, because I went to prison, then you left me for hookers. That very bad, dear.
Is it?
I go, well, they didn't mean anything to me, and they taught me a lot. She goes, I never said so drugs are bad that we are in a relationship. I go, well, the one that looks like Pearl, remember Meatloaf's daughter.
Oh, God.
Well, the one that looks like Pearl has a special place in my heart. So there is that. I don't understand. What?
Are you saying that you've been in her special place?
I'm not saying I haven't. She goes, assuming you were the one who went to prison and I went outside and go for hookers, how would you feel? I would go, I hope you had a nice time.
She said that?
No,
assuming,
I said that.
Oh,
okay.
She
said, assuming you went to hookers,
right.
How would you feel? And I said, I would hope you had a nice time.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I would. She's
a
scammer.
You would.
She goes, please stop talking like this. Do you think I was fucking with the water?
Whoa! Were you fucking with the water?
I put fluoride in it. Right?
Is there lead in this water?
Somebody's been fucking with the water.
Yeah, give me a dildo and a Britter.
Oh, my God.
I go, I don't know. You say no, yet I was supposed to talk to him, but you never let me. Maybe because he was your lover. Remember, I was supposed to talk to the warder.
Yeah.
She goes, no, dear. He didn't give me a chance to speak with him. I go, you said he wanted to speak with me. Maybe you didn't let us because he was giving it to you, giving it to you good and hard.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, no, dear. They are somehow here in Nigeria. I go, what is? She goes, trust me, Dar. She meant dear. They don't stand on their words. They always want bribe. They are bared here, baby. I go, are all Nigerians like that? She goes, I don't think so. My neighbor, she's good. She feeds me. I go, I thought she'd get like a stray cat. I go,
you never I'm get rid feral. Of that either. Yeah.
I go, I thought she gave you a hard time about using her internet. I thought you were starving. She goes, yes, but she considered me. She knew what I'm facing here, and she pities me. I go, so you're staying with her?
You let her give you the money.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
She goes, no, I still have my apartment. I go, how can you afford it?
Yeah.
She goes, from the money I borrowed from the school. I go, so they put you in jail for not paying tuition, but let you sleep at the apartment.
And you let you borrow money for the apartment. Yeah.
She goes, I paid but 1 year already to the landlord, so I never used it. Finished. She paid ahead of time.
Oh, okay. Right.
I go, we've been talking for over a year.
No, wait. No, you haven't.
I don't know. We might have, but it seemed like a good thing to say. She goes, I paid some myself with my money before, but I completed the house rent with the money I borrowed from school. I go, well, at least you have a roof over your head.
Wow. You
what?
No. Just
what?
I'm sorry. I know she's a scammer. And if
you don't
if
even know she's a shit, yeah.
Fake Tavern's such a douche.
Well, nobody's asking you to fuck Fake Tavern. You just got to listen
Thank
to
you.
You got to listen to a shenanigans, that's all.
Yes.
She goes, yes, baby, I don't want to lose you. I go, well, Jane, I can't say for sure if you still have me.
Oh.
Ooh, playing hardball.
I most certainly am. Mm-hmm. She needs me more than I need her. I got a show. She goes, I still love you so much. I swear to God. I go, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's what I said. That's nice.
It's just amazing how they say they love you. So you've known me 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But you fell for me immediately. Did too. I'm very charismatic. Mm-hmm. She goes, do you still live me, dear? I think she was going for love.
Do you still love me, dear?
I go, what do you love about me? She goes, I have natural love for you. I love your spirit.
What? Yeah, oh, God, they saved this
bullshit.
Why
you love Jesus, you know? And you ain't Jesus.
Joe's missed
no,
this.
No,
he's firing at all cylinders over part three tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, my spirit, like a ghost?
No, like booze.
Oh, okay. February 8th, 2018. Hi, dear. How are you doing? I'm missing you, dear. Good morning. And how was your night, dear? Have you slept well? Hello, dear. Did you wake up, dear? She's a little fucking
Did
idiot.
You wake
Jesus
up?
Christ.
Are you in a coma, dear? Where are you, dear?
I go, well, if I did not wake up, I'd be dead. She goes, hello, dear. How's your day going? I go, okay. How are you? She goes, I'm trying to be fine since I'm hearing from you, from your king. I go, I'm glad you're trying to be fine.
I'm trying to be fine. She just, you know, for
I just,
some,
you know, if that
American
was me, it's
girl.
Like, all right, you know, being called king is a little flattering, but just stop that calling me that shit.
Yeah, really.
You should try it on for size. I think the show could use a little bit more respect.
Yeah, I'd love to crown him.
I know you would.
You hurt my feelings, but I will read on for the good of the show.
That was funny. Funny's good. Funny.
All right.
No, there was a decided paper flip right there that you were feeling bad. Yes, there
yes,
you go. That
that's
was
the
it.
Disgust. That's the disgust flip.
No, the disgust was that
well, the
he got
happy
that
flip
off so
or the
well.
Disgust flip.
Yep. It was the disgust that he got that off so well.
Yes.
I'll stick JJ on you. Anyway, she goes, baby, I'm missing you. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to get back home. I know that'll be nice.
I can't wait to see you. It's like you've never seen me.
Exactly. She goes, baby, I need some money to feed. Please, I'm very hungry. I go, that didn't take long.
It didn't. I need somebody to feed.
You know, what do you think she's like? He, she. What do you think they're like? Son of a bitch.
Now he's gonna bust my balls about not being able to eat.
Like, this is not what they were planning on.
No,
but they're horrible. They're horrible. You know, I mean, after dealing with Belinda. You know,
well, Belinda asked for a computer from Malmar right from the beginning.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, dealing with Belinda was different. You know, it's, well,
you'll always have a soft spot for Belinda.
Yes.
But it's like, she was good.
She was good at
she
it.
She was good.
You
she
want me to reach out? Send her your best?
Yes.
No, Ma? Yeah.
Joe misses you.
You got to remember, Joe, I sit with these clips every week, so you got to find this, you know.
Joe was in love, too.
No, not with her.
She goes, I go, that didn't take long. She goes, I don't get you, dear. I go, never mind. She goes, please. I go, hold on. I think I had to do radio at that moment, like a morning show. I think it was like sitting in the fucking lobby of the radio station. Yeah.
Hold on, I got work to do.
She goes, how can I get the money to here? My king, please. My neighbor's trying. She's getting tired. I will message you later when my neighbor gives me back her phone. February 9th, 2018. Hello, Davin. I go, hi. She goes, how are you? How was your night? I go, I'm tired. Long night. How are you? She goes, sorry about that. I'm not fine. I'm hungry. You know, sorry about that.
Oops, sucks to be you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, how will you get me food for money? I go, I'll have to see. A little short of money at this moment.
How will you get me food for money?
She goes,
it's your responsibility?
She's my baby.
Yeah. Baby, how are you going to get me that money?
She goes, how much do you have now, baby? I go, I have to see. The house is in shambles right now. Everything is everywhere.
I don't know where my money is.
She goes, okay, when will you be able to send it, dear? I'm strictly hungry, dear.
Strictly. Strictly.
You heard the woman. I'm strictly hungry.
I don't have any other wants. I'm strictly hungry. I'm healthy. I've got a roof over my head, but I'm strictly hungry. I shan't be deterred. I shan't be dissuaded by the other of Maslow's needs. I'm strictly hungry.
I'm strictly hungry.
I say, what is strictly hungry? Is that a religion?
Great minds think alike. Okay.
Is that a religion like Mormon?
That's funny. I'm strictly hungry.
She goes, what is religion like Mormon? I mean, I'm very hungry. I go, a very strict religion. She goes, okay, I'm very hungry, dear. Please send me amount, any amount. I'll eat for this weekend. I go, jail seemed a better place. They fed you.
Oh, damn.
What?
It would be better if you were in jail. You'd get more food.
You're being ballsy about it, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
I got nothing in her. I got nothing. If she wants me, she needs to raise her game.
Yeah.
Well, get back to the who's gal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have any love for her either.
But this has to be completely different than what they were expecting.
Yeah.
I'm done scamming all the other people I've had, all the other marks. I'm back to you. He's going to come back to me with open arms.
My whole thing is this. Even if you were a person that, you know, that would fall for this, she lays it on so thick. Even if you were in that position, you go, this has got to be bullshit.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Even if you were vulnerable to
right,
it.
Right.
You know, you read it, go, are you shitting me?
I'm making it like, if you want to get on my show, and stay on my show.
Mm-hmm.
You got to raise your game.
Yeah.
I can't just have hacky scammers. I can't have hacky salespeople. I have no talent for hacky comics. And I have no talent for hacky scammers. Mm-hmm. Raise your fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
And don't eat my nachos.
Right.
Don't even put your fork on the plate.
She goes, you mean jail is a better place for me? I go, well, you're not hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's three squares in there.
I like how Pip takes this like I'm in a real relationship
I know,
I'm being mean to my girlfriend.
I take it as very good advice.
I know.
I mean, look, you know, you're hungry. You want to get the joint's got three squares a day. Fucking knock off a jewelry store, you're back in. You know?
Good advice, Joe.
Hey.
She goes, baby, why are you talking to me this? Because you're a scammer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me like this? I don't like it, baby. Darling, while you send the money, I go, well, I have a decision to make. She goes, what's the decision? I go, well, funds are limited and the hookers don't work for free.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to blow your funds. Huddle a who.
I go, and they fill me with such pleasure as I fill them.
Right.
As I fill them.
A two-way street.
Yes.
And then there is you.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's right, because he said she's got to step it up.
No, I know. You know,
tough love's the best love.
But it's just like he's such a shitty boyfriend.
I don't think we've ever had such
he's been one for 8 minutes. It's still liking that this is after years and the times these shit. Fucking 8 minutes.
I know.
The fucking clips we do are 8 minutes.
I'm encouraging her to fucking leave.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my time to be wasted.
I know, but it's just like, I was talking to Davin before about, like, if, you know, we were saying that he was snarky about something. I go, were you like that when you first were dating? Like, did you, you know, try to, like, hold in the snark a little bit? And he's like, yeah, I did. It's like, yeah, but not for her.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, because we're not really dating.
And you're not, and this isn't really
not
you.
In her, not in your eyes, well, in ours.
I go, and then there's you.
Wow.
She goes, talk to me, darling. Baby, I will be there for you forever if I get there. We need to do something so that I can get back home to you directly. I go, really?
Get back home to
home
you?
Home to you.
When we were ever under the same roof?
Yeah.
Well, emotionally.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, dear, I swear to God, stop wasting your money on hookers, please. It's not my pleasure.
It's your pleasure.
Yeah.
And I say, really? Really? Really?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's got the Tourette's again.
The No, it's a keystroke.
Keystroke.
She goes, I really love you so much, darling. Yeah, dear. And it's completely wasting of money. And you can use the money to get me back to you directly. I promise you, dear. I swear to God Almighty, I'll be with you forever. Give all of you of me and whatsoever you want. Sweetheart, please find me money to eat this weekend. Dear, please. And please, I am very hungry.
Wow.
Now she's throwing all this stuff at him, and he counters with, I'm spending my money on hookers.
I know.
Fucking hysterical.
I know.
Here's what else is hysterical. This must have been after one of our shows where Pippa enlightened me. I go, could I give you a pink sock?
Oh, God. This is my claim to fame. I taught you about pink socks. That's
terrible.
Oh,
we showed him the video. Yeah,
think if you're always on my mind.
Well,
I remember that
you.
Night. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
She goes, no, send me money to eat. I go, what if I don't want one, woman? She goes, please stop this kind of play. Will you send me the money to eat? I go, not playing. You went away. We were not in contact. And I found out I like variety. You're kind of boring.
Ow!
She is.
I know.
I am not titillated. What? What, Pip?
Oh, just, I'm taking the girlfriend's side. I'm going, ow, ow. Everything you say is so mean.
This might be the worst boyfriend I've played yet.
Yes, this is the worst. For sure.
I've been one for 8 minutes.
Well, this is almost a year, though. We've been together.
No, this has been a year now we've been doing this story. Yeah. In real time, it's been 8 minutes.
No, it's actually more time consuming.
All right, 10. Let's be generous.
Well, there's a lot of dialogue here, Joe. Don't underestimate.
All right. Took you 20 minutes.
She goes, I didn't went away. I told you I went to prison. Why are you talking like this? I go, honesty is important, right?
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Davin, will you send money? Yeah, it's, and I'm honest to you. I go, and I'm honest with you. Right now, I think you're kind of boring in a plain Jane.
I'd rather pay hookers.
She's trying everything to get this money, and now she's being told that she's boring and shit like that. You know,
she's still going for it.
Yeah.
And she's getting frustrated, too.
Yeah. She did that whole monologue.
I gave you my love. I called you king.
You know, it's like I've been playing the Set for Life scratch-off tickets.
Yeah.
And the numbers that you have, they're like, it's like the next number over.
Yeah.
Almost during the whole thing. It's like, all right, you know what? I'm losing. You don't have to be assholes about it, you know?
Yes. Yes,
I do. I have a show to write.
Yes.
And I called her a plain Jane. She goes, I told you everything happening to me. I'm boring because I'm hungry right now. Just try and let me eat. I go, nah, you're boring because you're boring.
Oh, man.
I go, tell me about yourself. I'm giving her a chance to be interesting. She go, remember the first time you met me? Remember? I go, not really.
Remember when I talked to you out of the blue and immediately asked for money?
Yeah. She goes, Davin, you know about me, Reddy. It's just because you don't want to help me. I go, I can't remember much about you, Jane. Lots of drugs. Take me down memory lane.
Now, the normal course would be, of course I know what's going on. Of course. No, I forgot. Tell me.
I know. But here's this person. Pretend for a second if this was a real person going, I'm starving. I love you. Why won't you help me? And he's like, you know what? Convince me.
Well, he would have told go fuck himself 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
but still,
yeah.
I mean.
She goes, that's it, and that's it. I go, what's it? She goes, Davin, will you listen to me? I go, I'm giving you a chance, but you're coming up empty. She goes, I'm Jane Farrakhal from Acton, California, single with no kids, never married. I go, yeah, yeah, that's a dating profile type of thing.
I own a mansion and a yacht.
Yeah, right.
I go, yeah, yeah, that's a dating profile type thing. Raise your game, man. You're on the big stage.
You're on the radio. Have something to say.
I've just called her man.
Yes.
And they raise your game.
You're on a show that fucking destroys scammers. You're in the big leagues now, lady. You can't bring these fucking B
raise
grade
your game,
shit.
You
man.
Like that? You
yeah,
like
well, it's just like, it's saying like, look, I'm peeking behind the curtain and I'm going, could you just step it up a little? All right, back on the stage. Oh, yeah? Tell me more.
She goes, Davin, why are you like this? I swear you're hurting me a lot. Why are you bringing more sorrow to me? I go, baby, you got to raise your state of play. I don't recall much about you. My memory is short, but my game is strong. If it feels this is good, how can it be wrong? That was a Meatloaf. No, that wasn't a Meatloaf quote. That actually made that up. I actually fucking made that up.
That's a good lyric. Man, I have to steal it for the band.
All right, just pretended it was a
Let me read that again. Baby, you got to raise your state of play. I don't recall much about you. My memory is short, but my game is strong.
Michael, if you listen to this, write this down.
If it feels this good, how can it be wrong? She goes, okay, dear, but I'm weak right now. No food inside of me. Please, darling, find money to rat. I think she meant eat. I'll be good to you.
I would have sent her a fucking rat.
Oh, my God.
I go, I'll get right on that. She goes, when, dear, everybody wanted to feel good, but I'm weak right now. I go, after this hooker is done servicing me.
Well, you pay good money for a hooker. Why shoo her away, you know?
You have a hooker.
I'll blast my sauce
right
and
now.
Then I'll send out some dough.
I kind of figured she was blowing me because I said servicing me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After this hooker is done servicing me, she is amazeballs.
That's so wrong. As if you're typing to her while somebody's blowing you.
I multitask.
Oh, God.
She goes, you mean to me, right? Here exactly are you. Go, would you be cool with one of the hookers teaching you how to do me like I like it?
Wow.
What?
No, nothing. Just go ahead.
I would have wrote, and I want you to look like a St. Bernard slobbering in a water dish when you do.
Very wet. Yes, she goes, yes, but not now, maybe, when I get there. I go, would you be cool with me watching you have sex with her?
What'd she say?
She goes, and I'm amazeballs on my own. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Finally, you're getting the idea.
Now you're learning how this shit works.
Right.
I go, are you? I go, how are you amazeballs? She goes, you won't believe me until I get there. I go, nah, boring answer.
Yeah. No, tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah, she was waiting for you to pony up airfare right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I go, meh, boring answer. Do better. How are you amazeballs?
Oh, good.
Now, at this point, the kind of scam of this would be, you're at right at this moment right now, you're either like, fuck you, or I got to beat this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on what your deal is as
it's
a scammer.
Like, I am going to get so much money from you eventually because you are pissing me off.
Yeah, but wherever they are, they're like, why don't you just move on? Shut up!
It's personal.
Mazeballs. Yeah. Fuck it, right. Yeah.
By the way, I am taking up a lot of this person's time. We joked 10 minutes, but this is...
And they're getting nowhere.
Right.
Right.
Where do you cut... We've discussed this with others. Where do you cut your fucking losses?
We just
losses?
Did it this week on the clips.
Yeah.
She goes, until I get there, I won't talk now. I'll surprise you when I get there. I go, ugh. Okay, you got nothing. You bore me, Jane. I got hookers and blow and hookers that blow. Now is not the time to be coy. Either you are worth my time or you are not.
I've got hookers and blow and hookers that blow.
Another lyric for you, Joe.
Yeah. That goes to the rock guy. Joe, are you listening? Jot that down.
She goes, okay, it's all right. When will you be done with the hookers? I go, done? I hope never. They make me feel so good, and then they leave. Does it get better than that?
That was a little bit less fake of Davin.
Perhaps. She goes, when are they leaving? I go, when the money and drugs run out, or I pass out.
You know what? And she is just now converted from girlfriend to, look, you know what? I'll say anything to him as long as I'm going to get money at the end. So... when are the hookers leaving?
You're beating her down. Yeah. One of the hookers leaving.
All right. We've established you're going to have hookers.
Please, please move on. No. Get out of here.
No.
God, no. Then bring him downstairs. I don't give a damn. He's not beating me.
She goes, tell me the truth. You don't want to find me money to eat this weekend. I go, I want excitement. She goes, then why all this complaining you're telling me? Will you help me? Yeah or nah? I go, I'm complaining?
I don't think
I'm complaining. No, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, not really. Good girl. Bad pet. Not really. But why are you telling me about the hookers? You want honesty. She goes, okay, cool. Will you help me? Yes or no? I go, I'll get right on that. She goes, when? I go, soon. She goes, I told you I'm hungry. Why can't you do the transaction on your phone now? I can go pick the money before the bank closes. I go, how's that work? And I didn't know.
Yeah.
She goes, MoneyGram, search it on Google and you will see transaction. I forgot about the Golden Gram. Oh, that's a shame. I got to remember that. That was something I did with her before. I go, I see. Here's the dilemma. Belinda is really doing a fantastic job, so I don't want to be rude to her.
Belinda is your hooker. Oh, see? This is how he feels. Yeah.
Davin, tell her to give you some minutes. I'm hungry. I go, so is she.
Oh! She's gobbling something.
She goes, sweetheart, be fast. The time is going here. I go, time is coming here.
And my name is Tom.
And by the way, I spelled that C-U-M-M-I-N.
Oh, my God. Of course you did.
She goes, but I have to eat. The bank will close. Well, I go, if you were here, I would fill you up.
You serve food at the bank?
She'll have little dum-dum lollipops.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, take them. Yeah.
She goes, will you help me or not? I go, shh, Jane, you're ruining it.
As if she's in the room. Shh, you're ruining it. Oh, my God.
Oh, is fake Davin back?
Yeah,
he's also
Davin's
an asshole.
Back. He's such an ass, but it's good.
Shh, you're ruining it.
This is definitely a persona I have not had before for this long. She goes, will you help me or not? Go, Jane, I swear to God, if you make me waste this erection, I'll never send you anything. Quiet, woman!
Keep your mouth down while your king is being blown by hookers. Know your place, woman.
See, Joe's got the vibe.
My drawbridge is up. Just leave me alone.
She goes, you have to do that trans now so that you can be free, Davin. Okay, I heard you. I go, good. We can maybe talk when Belinda's done.
Nice. I like the way, so you could be free, Davin. Really? I'm getting blown doing lines. I'm fucking free as a bird right now. Stupid.
She goes, when will she be done? I go, when she gets a face full of sauce.
No, you didn't say that.
I most certainly
did.
A
salty pudding treat. Yeah.
God.
What?
Oh my God.
What? What is your problem, woman?
She's just so rude.
Have you met fake Davin?
I have.
You've done these stories before with me.
It's just, oh my God. If somebody for real would say this stuff.
Oh, I'm for real, baby.
No, this isn't really you.
She goes, OMG. I go, what OMG? She goes, I'm very hungry. I go, you are boner death. And then I make a sad face.
Someone is quote unquote starving.
You're making my rod roll up like a window shade. Stop.
You're boner death.
She goes, oh my God, when you're done, you can tell me. I go, you're such a Debbie Downer. She goes, are you done? I go, no. And now because you don't listen.
Stop brushing it.
Yes,
really?
Thank you, Joe. I go, no. And now because you don't listen and when I'm done with Belinda, I'm going to give Flory a try.
Good, 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 good riddance, good. Good riddance, good riddance, good, good. No, you need to be punished.
It's like supposedly your girlfriend. You're like, you know what? Just to punish you, I'm going to do another.
Right.
Record
no, you
right
need
here
to learn. You displeased your king.
I'm the man God everybody wants to be.
Oh, God, you're so terrible.
She goes, okay. I go, I must say, Flory is hot. Bunch of T's and exclamation points. She goes, I know you're just playing with my feelings. I go, no, I'm being honest. She looked really good. Why would I lie about that?
I know you're just playing with my feelings. Who would put up with this shit?
She goes, then send me the money. I go, let me ask you a question.
Oh, boy.
Why should I send you money when we really have nothing, but instead I can spend money on women who exist to please me, and they are here?
Ooh.
She goes, let me know you're saying the truth. I go, I asked you a question.
Wow.
She goes, because I love you, and you do also. I don't want you to waste your money on those hookers. I'll be for you forever. I go, I'll have to think about that.
I need that cash coming my way. So you gotta...
She goes, till when, dear? I told you I'm hungry. Please, dear, those will finish your money and then leave you alone. And we will end it there.
Oh, wow. She's playing the emotional, I'm in it for the long haul card.
Yeah, but that doesn't work on this character. She needs to adjust her game.
No. I mean, he's like, I got two birds in the hand full
how
of coke.
Would she, how would she adjust her game? And I'm not being and I'm asking it as not a facetious way, just a question on what strategy do you think? Yeah, that's a better way to phrase it. What strategy do you feel she should take now to woo you as you're getting blown doing lines of cocaine?
Remind me why I should love her. Be more interesting.
Yeah.
Not forever. Go listen. We have things in common, which we don't. Yeah,
she has to woo him.
Yes, I need to be wooed. I get it. I'm hurting you, but this guy is obviously in the throes of a fucking coke binge and hookers. Now's not the time to plead for him to be a nice guy.
Yeah,
if
really.
She was fucking smart, she'd go, you know what? I can't talk to you when you're like this.
Yeah.
Oh, throw
yeah.
a little guilt your way.
Yeah, yeah. Which wouldn't work. But
I can't believe you'd hurt me like this, or you know, like.
But
this
the effort's there where you would respond.
You can't keep on fucking begging when I'm saying, you know what? I got hookers. They're hot. I'm doing drugs. I'm having a good time, and you're boring.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, at some point, I'm playing hard to get. The wooing's not working. You gotta. Maybe she's gonna play hard to get.
But you're not even playing hard to get.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Playing.
He's playing
you're
hard
playing,
on to get.
Yeah, you're playing. Go away. I'm already entertained.
Yes.
You know.
I am done with Jane.
Yeah.
Jane, go. You're boring. You're not good for my show.
She's not giving anything.
I told you you're on the big stage now.
Right. Well, wouldn't you? I mean, just as you're the guy typing all this stuff, wouldn't you be like? Oh, I see. So he started to get excited. You know, but they are reticent to do the sexy talk. We even had their problem with any of the others.
Yeah.
Because they're guys. They don't want to talk sexy talk to you.
Well, she did say she'd be amazeballs.
Yeah, I know. But I'm surprised that they... When did you say amazeballs to her that she would know that phrase?
Oh, when I was describing a hooker. I was describing a hooker. I was like, oh, she's amazeballs.
Oh, okay.
I
so
said
that's
right...
where she picked it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like... That's a very specific, bizarre Americanism.
I think Joe enjoyed when you be done when I splash sauce in their face.
Oh my God! that wow! When will she be done? When I splash sauce in her face, Jesus! And then she's like, "I'm so hungry," and it's like it doesn't come with sauce.
So scamming scammers is back.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Jane.
Is it a welcome return?
Well, yes.
Battle, yes.
Yes, yes.
Not to say volley.
Kind of reminiscent of the good old days.
Yes, Davin versus Jane was very entertaining tonight.
I don't think Jane did very well.
No, she's on the mat.
It's almost like Flory, yeah, when you were battling Flory, because Belinda was like a great hire.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to invest in the show, Joe. So, any questions about Jane? Any things you're looking forward to?
I'm really hoping that Jane could be persuaded to tell a little bit more of the tale. Who is Jane? Not just the same, reiterating the same points. I'm a zoologist. I went to jail. I love you, honey, Mike King. I didn't
put up with that shit at all.
No, throw something else out there,
yeah.
You know? It's like, you gotta tell me more.
I think that she's new at this.
Yeah.
I think she's very, very inexperienced. So, like I said, ball's in her court. Let's see what tact she takes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. So, we're going to take off next week.
Yes.
Then, March 6th.
Big day. Big day.
Oh, I was telling Pip before the show, I'll share this with the great group. Well, we know we're having Ron Jeremy.
Big day.
So, I was talking to Kevin Israel about it. I said, we're going to play Name That Orgasm, and I explained what that was. And he goes, you know what you should do as a bonus? You should play him having sex with women and have him name which woman it is just by their orgasm.
Name her orgasm.
Funny.
So we'll do that with Ron. Now, as a tease, I'm hoping I get Kevin in here on the 13th of March because we have a little crossover episode with Jane.
Oh, cool.
A little crossover, Kevin.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, I'm interested to hear how that happened.
No, but Kevin has dealt with Jane. I will leave that there. So if not, I will have to read what his was done.
Gotcha.
But as a little tease, I'm hoping, because then we had some fun that way. little tease.
That's awesome.
So, and in 2 weeks, we'll do some Ann Jackson.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many stories I want to get to, too, that have been going on, but we just haven't. We've had so many great interviews, and we did the Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
So it just hasn't happened. But it was fun. All right, let's thank some folks.
Yeah.
And get out of here. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy, T-A-O, of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, it's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, and their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on March 23rd, Coleman Green. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on lots of nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Huh. Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Oh, that was fine. We'll see.
Glad to be, nice to be the boss, huh?
I know. Oh,
G Wiz. G Willikers. G Wiz.
Oh, sorry. I was just fucking reading for the past hour. Fuck you guys.
God, really? Really? You're supposed to be on point with a read.
Oh.
But you're not.
Are you people still here? But you're not.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip.
You should listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
You almost fucked it up and called it what I called it.
What? I almost did.
I know you did.
You've been saying it wrong so much that I almost called it the wrong
place. I call
it
like Hudson Hawk Radio.
No. There's no Blue Hawk in the middle of this. Joe, instantly to attention. It's HudsonRiverRadio.com, and Mr. Helix's show is on Afternoon Drive, 3 to 6 every weekday afternoon. You should listen to him for great music, news, weather, traffic, all sorts of shit. All that stuff. It's a great show. Listen in. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I will be at Uncle Vinny's this Saturday, the 24th, 9 p.m. show. Go for reservations 1-877-UNCLE.VIN, Uncle Vin, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 9 p.m.
All right, I got a bunch of shit going on. where the fuck did I write it? All right, here we go. This week, Wednesday, February 21st, I'll be in Haworth, New Jersey at Andiamo. I'll be headlining that with Ryan Mayer and Vince Chang. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. I think it's sold out, but maybe it's not sold out. 201-384-1551. Also on the 21st, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy in Madison, New Jersey at Osteria Trevi, starring Joe Bronzi, Rich Carucci, and Greg Reed. And for tickets, call 973-845-9800. Thursday, February 22nd, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill, starring Eddie Clark, Jason Scoop, and Rich Carucci. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. And Thursday through Saturday, I'm taking this shit on the road, heading to Louisville, Kentucky. We'll see how the gun stuff works there. At the Comedy Caravan. For tickets, call 502-452-459-0022. So there's plenty of opportunities to get a good laugh. That was a full show. I think we've done all we're going to do. I got to talk to Joe for a second.
Yep.
I think that was it. I think we did all we can do. I think we put in a good show.
That was a good one.
And Dave, special thanks for helping us out, dropping the knowledge. Always appreciate it.
Dave would like a special title from the show.
What do you mean like a special title?
Like he would like a he suggested Senior Security Analyst. For
okay.
Davenstein.
That's cool. That
yeah.
sounds
That's
cool.
That's pretty good. I said maybe Done. We'll pick you one. But it's a pretty good title.
Done.
How about fucking donut consumer expert? How about that? What are you rolling your eyes at?
Be nice. Senior well, security analyst.
All right, Joe.
Senior security analyst.
I would never want to be a senior anything. It means you're old.
Well, we didn't say senior citizen security analyst.
He's getting there with a walker.
elderly security analyst. Well, you know, just make sure there are cracks in the sidewalk aren't too high so I trip.
Got to put things on lower shelves. Look yeah. at you. Joe's trying to be the voice of reason, shaking his head. What's wrong with these two knuckleheads? We have a serious contributor on this show, and you guys are making
That's right.
Make sure they're rubber.
Show some credibility, and you're ruining it.
Make sure the rubber tips on my water.
Shut up, woman. I'm ruining credibility.
Shut up, woman. I'm getting blown.
You're ruining it.
You're going to get sauced in the face. Shut up.
You're ruining it.
You're in a splash zone.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
See you in 2 weeks. Either way, please keep.